Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 19th, 2012, and this is Council 38, Vice President Anthony Wetterer reporting, and together we will do better. California Assemblyman Rich Gordon honored Stan Keno, San Francisco Council 11 representative, yesterday for his support and fight to obtain domestic partner benefits in California. Assemblyman Gordon, who is the chair of the California Legislative Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender LGBT Caucus, said Keno's accomplishments were emblematic of the struggle for equality throughout the nation. Stan began his work 39 years ago for Pan American Airlines and continues his staunch advocacy through our union through Council 11, San Francisco, today. Stan is also a San Mateo Central Labor Council Executive Committee member and the National Co-President for Pride at Work. We are proud to have Stan Keno working alongside us on the aircraft and working through our union to improve equality. As we move steadily closer to the most critical flight attendant negotiations in the industry, soon we will be conducting a comprehensive negotiation survey to get your feedback and direction to determine our priorities in our opening proposal. Your feedback is critical and guides our negotiators and is an important part of our negotiating process. Surveys, in combination with local council meetings and direct feedback to your elected local council representatives, are your line of communication to our negotiating committee. Our negotiations survey is coming soon. Let your voice be heard. In May of 2009, we emailed each member a unique PIN to your home, which would be used to set up a secure account on our website at UnitedAFA.org. For some, the PIN may have been lost or confused with other credentials used in previous voting and election processes. Once your account is established with the password and information you provide, you will no longer need this PIN. Setting up an account is required to visit any non-public pages on our website, such as the recently posted Early Out Bid Awards. It is also used to submit reports such as the Dispute Resolution Worksheet and Marginal Service Conditions Report. If in the past 3 years you received your PIN and created your account but have misplaced your password, simply select the Forgot Password option on the Login Problems page of our website and your password will be emailed to you after answering the required security questions. If you have misplaced your PIN, you may go to the Request an Account PIN page and complete the form. Your PIN will be emailed to you. To be sure to you receive all email from our union, we recommend that you add the UnitedAFA.org domain to your safe senders list. This will help prevent our email from going into your junk email folder or being automatically deleted. We strongly encourage you to not wait until you have an issue that requires a timely resolution to request your PIN and create an account if you have not already done so. Today, the National Mediation Board, NMB, held a public hearing to solicit comments on the impact of the recently passed amendments to the Railway Labor Act, the RLA, specifically as it relates to the NMB's merger policies and procedures. The anti-labor changes to the RLA included a new section of the statute, Section 1212, which raises from 35% to 50% the percentage of the craft or class that must sign authorizations before the board will conduct an election for union representation. The Association of Flight Attendants, together with many other transportation unions, argued that this new section of the law does not and should not apply to representation issues rising due to mergers. Based on the clear legislative history and the text of the law, AFA International strongly urged the board to codify its current merger procedures and allow unions to be placed on the ballot with a 35% showing of interest. Our representation should never be tied to a management decision. Representation should always be determined by the workers, not management. We applaud the NMB for addressing this issue through rulemaking to ensure airline workers have peace of mind knowing they will have the chance to determine their own representation. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.